Blog Talk Radio.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The place said it wasn't in a new spot. I really don't wanna.
You guys already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Vilas, all day, all the way. No play, sometimes play, mostly work. Hey, doctor.
What's good, man? What's good?
Hey, dude, so I gotta have one of those songs for somebody special, you know?
Ooh,
like you gotta play one of those good ones.
Yeah.
So,
you wanna
hear it? Yeah, I wanna hear it right now, man.
I'll play it for you right now, homie. Here you go.
Alright.
Yeah, that's me. I jumped in. Ooh, you guys already know who this is, man. It's that doctor.
Is that doctor?
Is it
that doctor?
Is it
that doctor?
I think it's that doctor. Bones. Too hard, it makes a skip, baby. Welcome to the show.
Hey, yo, you guys listening in, tuning in on the phone, on the web, thanks.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, I hope they're doing great, doctor.
Oh, I've had an amazing day today, man. I'm so hyped up on, you know, oxygen gas, you know, and all this air, good air in the air.
Yeah, I'm hyped on some Skittles and
so
some, Ferrero Rochers.
Yeah, you totally see me in the studio. I'm just eating this pizza, you know.
Eating some za.
I'm eating some za right now. I stole it from Peter Piper earlier, you know. But
oh, my God. Hey, doctor, didn't we have a good day today, though? Like, the whole day? Probably from, like, what do we say, like, a 10? 9:30? 10?
From 10 to, like, 9:30, we had the best time. Like, I can't even lie. Like, it was just amazing. We went to our old school Dare Sands. We killed it. Like,
we murdered it.
Tell them the story, too.
So what?
Tell them the story. Like, we couldn't, they wouldn't even let the legend.
Okay, yeah.
School.
So, you walk to the office, right? And they're like, nah, you guys can't come in. You can only come in after school. So I was like, oh, dang. Okay, so we walk outside. There's some guy coming out of the fence or something.
He's like a security or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but I was like, hey, can you let us in, man? You know, we came and see a teacher real quick. He's like, no, I mean, if you need to go in, you can see the office. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, they said something, but, you know, our teacher's really expecting us, and, you know, it'd be really cool if you could let us in. Just please let us in, man. I was, you know, I was grabbing him, you know, took off the shirt. I was like, look, you don't want to F with this, man, because I'll hit you with these pecs. And he's like, oh, dang. All right,
he's like, whatever. You know what? I understand. And he let us in, you know? And then he was, like, trying to run away, and then...
Remember how stressed he looked? Like, oh, God.
Yeah.
He was looking, like, left and right, like, when he was opening the door. He's like, hurry up.
He looked so scared when he let us in, but anyway. And you know what's funny about this day was that last night, this is one of the worst nights ever. Let me tell you a little story. You ready for this, Tetra? Like, this is really scary. You ready for this?
Yeah. I'm always ready.
I'm not even kidding. So I knew today was going to be amazing. And so, you know, before something amazing happens, something horrible has to happen. You feel me?
Yeah.
So this is what happened. So I'm laying in bed, right? And it's like 3 a.m., right? It's like 3 a.m., right?
Yeah, 3 a.m. in the morning.
And I couldn't sleep, you know? And I've been having a problem with, like, these mice. Like, I'm not even kidding. There's a mouse under my bed. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, like these mice?
Yeah, there's a mouse. Anyway, look. I'm laying there, and I hear, like, these little footsteps, like, just like that. I'm like, oh, heck no, dude. I'm getting tired of it. You know, like, for, like, 30 minutes straight, I hear, like, the mouse footsteps, you know?
Yeah, the footsteps.
And I'm getting scared, so I'm like, you know what? I know where my dad's secret thing is at. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But
his gun?
Just listen.
His Gran Torino gun?
Listen, I go and grab it, and I go into the crack. You know, I have a captain's bed, guys, and there's like a cabin under it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's like a little section.
Like a little compartment kind
of. Yeah, under my bed. So what I do is I take this thing my dad has, and I stick it in the hole of, like, the compartment where, like, you can stick it down there.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I just let it have it. You know what happened? I look down there, and the mouse has, like, caught every single bullet with his little hand. You know, and I'm just standing. I'm so sad. I'm just like, dang, man, it's all over, you know. But Mickey, don't even try to. Mickey, don't even try to play the sounds. But,
Mickey's an idiot. But, dude, what kind of was it? Was it, like, Big Bacon Zuzi, or what was it?
It was a giant, like, M67. And I
that's not even real.
I took the M67,000, and I started shooting down there. And, you know, there's holes now in the bottom of my house that go down to, like, Hades, but...
Yeah.
You know, what can you do? You feel me?
Yeah, you just gotta get out. You gotta get a good.
Oh, funny story today, guys. We tried to get sponsored by Peter Piper. Like, we talked to him. We're like, yo, we want to get sponsored by Peter Piper. You feel me? You know what they did?
Uh-huh.
They threw
yeah.
Parmesan cheese at us. And they said, get out of here, stinky. And
they're
like,
hey.
Stinky? You just threw Parmesan cheese at me. And they're like, no, you're stinky now.
Yeah, and then they got some crushed papers, and then they did a tajiri on us, and just threw it all in our eyes.
Tried to spray it in our eyes, and I reversed it. I blew really hard when they threw the pepper, so it went right back in their eyes.
So it just stayed right in the middle, it didn't move.
It was a perfect idea, but...
Oh, my God, guys. Well, we did a lot of stuff today. We did a lot of things, but...
We did a lot of things, guys. There's, like, a lot of concerts and events coming up I want you guys to know about. Kevin Hart, he's coming to Comerica, you know that?
Yeah, I bought tickets a couple hours ago.
Yeah, and we've been talking to some people at the American Theater. We might have tickets to give away to you guys, so tune into that. That's going to be good stuff. You know, you can text into... We're going to do this thing now, because we're listening to 103.9, I think what it was. We've been talking to him. I forgot what's the... Craven Moorhead. He's on 103.9. But he's a good friend of the Dr. Bones and Tetris show. And they do this thing where, like, people text in to, like, win prizes, you know? Because you know how right now we just do it on the email, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you go to a contact link and that's where you get us too.
Yeah, but tonight we're not, or starting not tonight, but starting
tonight we're not gonna do it anymore.
Soon we're gonna just have everybody text in, and whoever's like the what do we say, like 100th texter, then boom, you win it. You know, that's what we'll do from now on.
Speaking of the our contact page, I had Mr. Carroll's contact video.
Oh yeah, a former teacher back then. Yeah, he's real funny. It turned out to be Tetra. You know? He thought he was really slick, trying to pull a trick on me, guys. He tried to pretend like he was one of, like, my middle school teachers, but he really wasn't, so it didn't work out.
Dude, so the whole time doctor's reading, he's like, oh, God, this is real. At the very end of it, what did I write? I was like, just kidding, you stupid. And then I said a lot of profanity.
Yeah, it was really bad. But tonight, guys, we have a really, really good show for you guys. There's this band called The Acolyte. They're a really, really amazing band, guys. Like, I can't even explain it. Guys, in the studio right now, it's complete chaos. We have, like, three guys. I can't even get serious right now. Okay, for real, though. Tetra, you're making a fool out of me. We're hyped up. Right here. Seriously, we have a really, really great show on. Tetra, you can come with on the show tonight.
Oh, so we're gonna have Acolyte, right?
Yeah, totally. It's a reggae band out of I can't say where they're out of, but it's a reggae, dirty reggae band. They're out of I don't. But we're gonna have Jesse Wagner on tonight. He's the lead singer slash guitarist from the band. It's gonna be really, really cool. And we're gonna be playing a song from their album that came out. Back in February, and you guys should pick that up on iTunes right now because it's only like $7.99. So I'd recommend it to all the fans listening right now. If you want some good music that's super cheap, check iTunes because they're having a sale on it right now. So
yeah, dude, iTunes is like pretty cool. You know, like that's the one. You know, don't go on LimeWire. Don't be cheap.
Yeah, totally. Don't go there because, I mean, you're ripping the fans off. Really, that's really what it's all about. You know.
Yeah.
So I really.
But
really
well, what did the thing say? Like they were. No, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, but we're going to play a song called Trial and Error off their album Rugged Road, which just came out sometime in February it came out, but we're going to have him on, and they gave us two vinyls and a signed CD, so we're going to give that out later to a couple fans, so I hope you guys enjoy that, but we should start this right now. I'm going to play the song Trial and Error by the Agrolites.
Hey, yo, doctor, let me go. Let me go set this up real quick.
All right, the song's called Trial and Error off of their album, The Rugged Road. This is the Agrolites. Hope you guys enjoy. Trial and Error by the Agrolites. Tetra, we joined by Mr. Jesse Wagner.
Dang, doctor, you always know, baby. We're joined by the amazing Jesse.
Oh, how you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing good, man. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
No problem.
All right, man. So for all the people out there, you know, that listen to this show, because we've been getting a whole bunch of emails today into our thing about you guys. They really don't know what you guys are about, kind of. So what I'm asking you to do is just give them a little, like, synopsis on like what the Agrolites are about, how you guys got started, and you know what are you guys basically about.
Yeah, the Agrolites formed in 2002. We're based out of Los Angeles, California. We play what we call dirty reggae. We're inspired a lot by late 60s, early reggae from late 60s, early 70s era, and yeah, we've been playing around. Started to touring full time now for the last 5 or 6 years, and yeah, just pounding away, dude, enjoying our time.
That's cool. Well, yeah. How did you guys all meet each other? All the band members.
We're all from Los Angeles, so everybody, this pretty much through the ska circuit, like there's like a little scene from LA, and a lot of us had known each other just through like the bands. I mean, I had an old group that I was with called the Rhythm Doctors, and two of the guys from the Agrolites back then were members of the Rhythm Doctors, and then two other guys were from a band called the Vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, those bands broke up and ended up just jamming out, doing different projects and sessions. And whenever an old Jamaican would roll into town, we would, you know, put little groups together to be like backing bands and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just kind of played around a lot and put together the group out of that.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Jim was telling us that you guys just got back from Australia, man. So how'd you guys like that? Was it pretty tight?
Oh, yeah, Australia was really cool. We haven't been there yet, so this was our first time. We've been looking forward to it for forever. So it was a great time.
That's really, really cool. Did anything interesting happen? Like, what's Australia like? I don't even know.
It's strange. It's Australia is the closest thing to California to me.
Really?
It seemed a lot like California. The people are really nice, but the weather, the food, everything just reminded me a lot of Southern California. Like, I could easily adapt to Australia.
It's really
dark. Yeah. Did you guys sleep in one of those underground rooms, you know?
No, I never even heard about that.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought, like, Australia was big for, like, having rooms underground, weren't they, Doctor?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's pretty crazy.
Crazy.
We're looking at, this is not your guys' first time the Warped Tour, huh? You guys have been there before, haven't you?
Yeah, we did the Warped Tour back in 2008 also.
So are you excited for the one coming up right now?
Oh, yeah. 2008 was a really good time. Probably one of my favorite tours we've ever done. So really looking forward to coming back and doing it again.
That's pretty cool. So the name, the band name, how did you guys, how did you guys come up with that?
Well, back in the 60s when reggae was first getting popular in the UK, Agro was kind of like a slang word. It was just used a lot of old reggae songs.
Uh-huh.
There's also groups like the Upsetters. There's a group called the Aggravators as well. So the word agro was just kind of like how beatniks would have said, you know, words like daddy-o or boss, I guess, in San Francisco.
Yeah.
What did agro mean, you know?
Just aggression, aggravated, I don't know. It was just a cool word that was being used a lot with, like, the working class people and reggae songs, a lot of the skinhead reggae from that era, 69.
Well,
so I don't know. I guess it just was aggro. I don't know. It's cool.
I'm going to start using
a cool way of being aggressive. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm
and then the lights was just, you know, like any 60s group, a lot of 60s bands had the tail end with the lights, like the Scatta lights or the Shy lights or the, you know, Crystal lights. And so it just fit. It fit what we were inspired by the most, like the era of reggae that we like the most. And it's funny too, because whenever a Jamaican guy asks us what our band name is, and we say Agrolites, he gets it right away. He's like, oh yeah, Agrolites.
Yeah.
If we're talking to like somebody from the UK that's like, you know, from the 70s or 60s, they right away get it too, you know?
Uh-huh.
So,
I'm going to try to bring it back. Like, my boss is getting on my nerve. I'm going to be like, man, I'm so aggroed right now. Let's see if I can bring
That's right,
it.
Dude.
You don't want to see me get aggro.
So you mentioned that you guys are influenced by ska and whatnot. I was just wondering some of your favorite ska bands and stuff like that.
Ska music that I really was definitely the Scatta Lights, man. That's can't really top that. That's the originators right there. So Scatta Lights for sure. A lot of the things that were on Studio One or Treasure Isle was great music. Performers, man. I love the Clarendonians. I loved a lot of the stuff that Toots and the Maytals were doing back then. Obviously, the Wailers. So, just old. A lot of the old stuff, dude. Oldies.
Okay, so, you know, I'm pretty sure you guys, like, you know, been a lot of places and stuff. So, what's one of the craziest things that you've ever seen on tour?
These are always weird questions because there's so many memories of so many different things.
Yeah.
What was the strangest thing that I ever saw on tour?
Strangest.
I mean, you don't have to offend to this or anything, you know, it's whatever you wanted to see.
I don't know. I've seen some crazy, weird people on tour.
What kind of people?
I've seen like a weird random lady one time walking with a stick on her shoulders and carrying two big giant trash bags on each end of the stick, and I thought that was the weirdest thing I ever saw.
That's probably her home, that's why.
Yeah.
I think we actually threw that in one of our videos. We have a video called Work It, and it's like a bunch of tour videos, like things from the road, and I think there's a little clip of that woman walking in that video.
Ooh,
I think that's probably Dr. Bones' mom.
Oh yeah, it is. This is something I gotta bring up because Jim was showing us this earlier and we were laughing. You guys have been on Yo Gabba Gabba before, huh?
Yeah, a few times. Like, yeah. We did that banana song, and then we also did two cartoons for them, like music for the cartoons.
Totally. How was that? Like, how was the experience and stuff? Because I'm trying to figure, like, how that whole experience was. I'm curious about it.
Yeah, it was really cool, man. It's we did a tour with the Aquabats a long time ago, and the creator of the show is the lead singer of the Aquabats. So he was telling me, you know, I can't really talk much about it, but going to do a children's show in the future, and if it ends up happening, I want you guys to be the first band on it, and. I was like, okay, just keep me posted. What song would you want us to do? And he told us he wanted us to do that banana song because he thought that would be really cool for kids. At the time, I didn't think that at all. I thought, because that's like an old reggae tune, you know, it's a cover song. And it's got a lot of different kind of meanings to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it did. It made a good, you had to change a few words, and it went great for a children's song. And then, so 6 months later, so I can't remember exactly how much later, but a while later he called me up and he's like, remember that thing I was telling you about? And he's like, well, it's going to be on Nickelodeon and I want you guys on it, so let's set it up. So he set it up and we went down there to the studio and it was cool, man. It was really, really cool experience. I had my sister and my nephew, who was about 2 years old at the time. I had her and my nephew come to watch us do the show, and he got to meet Broby and Muno and
That's pretty cool because, like, you know, just because how him telling you ahead of time and then it going through, you know, just, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
totally. Another question I had was because you said you've been around since 2002 and you've been touring for like some odd years now. So what are some of your favorite places to play at?
Right now, I'm really happy about Australia, man. I would love to go back to Australia. That was one of my favorite countries I've been to. I always loved the Netherlands too. All over Europe is good. I like U.S. New York's one of my favorite cities. Chicago and Boston, I love those cities a lot. But there is one place though, as far as venues, there's the Belly Up Tavern in Solano Beach, which is down here by San Diego.
And yeah, Ben, that's really.
For some reason, I've always had a really, really good time. The audience has always been great, and the people have been really supportive and cool.
Totally.
We actually just recorded a show from there back in October, and we're hoping to release a live album pretty soon from the Belly Up. So
that's really, really cool for all the fans that are looking out for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're kind of running low on time, but the final question that we usually ask every single band, what advice do you have for any of the aspiring bands that are out there, you know? Maybe they want to play on Yo Gabba Gabba, I mean. what advice do you have for them that are out there that are trying to make it?
I'd say don't expect to be, don't expect to be the richest or, you know, like the most famous thing in the world. Just be happy with what comes along, you know what I mean, because it might be it, and you should be satisfied with what you've accomplished rather than never being completely satisfied and always wanting more. It's good to be ambitious, but it's also good to just be happy with what you've done, you know?
Yeah.
And not get frustrated along the way, because the music industry is a really tough thing, and it's there's a lot of people out there making somewhat of a living doing it, you know?
Yeah.
You don't have to be on MTV in order to be,
a
successful musician.
Yeah, totally. So, real quick, for all the fans out there want to check you guys out, where can they go to see you guys at, you know, like your webpage and stuff?
Yeah, we got www.agroreggae.com. That's AGGROREGGAE.
Mm-hmm.
Agroreggae.com, or you can check us out on Facebook, MySpace, and, if you go to the website, there's all the links to YouTube clips or anything like that, so.
totally.
Hey, cool, yeah, man. Totally.
Yeah, we're really digging your guys' sound, man. We're gonna be playing you guys a lot on the radio, man. So we're gonna try to get you guys' name out even more. So.
Really appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, man. I hope the best for you guys, and thanks so much for being on the show, man. We're excited to see you guys on. You guys come out here to Phoenix.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
You too.
So, man, yeah, you guys have a good night.
Okay, you too. Good night.
Once again, another great interview. Agrolites killing it.
Doing what they do.
Doing what they do.
Staying on top of the game. Killing the agro game.
Killing it. All right, let's give out these vinyls and CDs. We have two signed vinyls and one CD. So for all the people listening, go to the Dr. Bones and Tetris Show.webs.com. Do that right now.
Type it in.
Dr. Bones and Tetris Show.webs.com. Go to the contact us link. Go there.
Yeah. And when you put your name, try to put your last name too, first and last.
Totally. Even just give us like a abbreviation of your last name, like an S or something or whatever. Like,
yeah.
If you're lazy and you don't want to type your whole name, just do what you got to do, but at least so we can see something, you know? But, all right. So we're going to do this right now. I'm going to give you the code word once more time, the Dr. Bones and Tetris Show.webs.com. Go to contact us, and we'll do that. All right. So I'm going to give you guys a secret word right now. You guys ready for this?
I'm ready.
You ready? It's caribou. C-A-R-I-B-O-U for the people that don't know how to spell it. It's caribou. All right.
C-A-R-I-B-O-U.
All right. And it's over. It's over.
Oh, God. You guys are so
over. You guys are quick. You guys are getting super quick on this, man.
You guys got to calm down, actually, because you're loading up with them. I'm just kidding.
That is super over. Let me pull these up real quick. I'll tell you guys who won. Because usually we don't tell you guys who won, but we'll tell you on the air because we're feeling good today. All right. Here we go. The winners of the two vinyls and signed CD. I'll tell you guys what you want. You guys either want a vinyl, signed vinyl, or a signed CD. I'll give you the names right now. Here we go. Ready? I'm just going to say first name. I'm going to say your last name too. Because that'll invade your privacy. You feel me, Cetra?
Yeah, I feel you, man, because, you know, that's not cool. Okay, well, I'll sweep to cut that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm not trying to get that right now. Here we go. The winners are Lee, Christy, and Samantha. Three people.
Oh, my God.
Lee, Christy, and Samantha. You three have won either a vinyl, CD, or a vinyl. And
vinyl, CD, or vinyl.
Yeah, I will let you guys know. I'll determine which one you guys want. They're all cool. They're all cool prizes, guys. We'll send mail those out in a little bit. So you guys look forward to that. All you guys who wrote into us, you guys gave us your address and stuff. So you're good. You're set. Great show,
yeah,
man. It's been a great show, Tetra.
Yeah, dude. Like, you know, it was a really cool, you know, pretty cool interview. Chill, you know.
Really chill.
Getting some insight on what, you know, what agro means.
Totally. I'm gonna start fitting that into my day to day life. You know, like some girl walks up to me. She's like, "Hey, what's up, big man? Get away from me. You feel me? Give me so agro. You feel me?"
Yeah, like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Oh, God, it's so aggro.
Oh, it's like, what happened? I think he just passed out right now. You guys want to know a funny sound? Let's say, like, you're walking down the street, you know, and there's, like, you see...
There's, like, a cute girl. Look.
Well, not for me, because I don't look at those things, you know, but...
Whatever, man, shut up.
I don't. Just me, but... Let's
you look
say
at the cute boys.
Yeah, I do. No. Let's say there's some guy who's, like, single or whatever, and he sees this hot girl, you know, and he's like, dang, what's up, girl? And, you know, this noise, that's just all you're going to hear, you feel me? It's, like, the coolest noise in the world. Listen to it.
Oh, you're like, okay, you wake up in the morning, you know, something happens.
For all the guys, you know, you open your eyes, and your mom's like, hey, wake up, but she touches you, like, somewhere else, and you're like, whoa, mom, don't. That's me right there.
Oh, no, that's me.
But, you know, that's
oh,
what happened.
Oh, God.
Sorry about that, but that's just a fact of life. But we're going to end this right now. We're going to go back. I'm going to play the same song again. We'll play
Real
more
quick,
songs.
Doctor.
What's up, man?
What are we doing Wednesday?
Next week is going to be, oh, my, a delicious show. We're going to have Greaves and Budo on, an amazing rap group. Like,
were those the videos you showed me?
I showed you those videos. I mean, it's going to be an amazing, amazing thing. This guy, you guys should check him out on YouTube. Type in Bloody Poetry by Greaves. It sounds crazy, but it's really not. He has some...
Yeah, it's pretty legit, though.
It's
going to
be the
first
rapper we've ever had on here. It's crazy, but it's
going
to be really, really good, guys. And no, I'm excited for that show. But you guys already know, baby, this is your boy, Dr. Bones.
Hey, y'all already know, baby, it's your boy, Tetra Bila.
We will catch you guys next... Wednesday, same time, 9:30. So be there, or if you're not, you know, you're dead.
Hey, but stay gold.
Bye.